How come we learn? The pasuk says, "Hazocher v'loy tumtum v'yadrugnis." The darshan in the parsha of Erechim, you say Erechim Yolai, it only applies to a zocher, to a man. He has his Erechim, how much he's worth, and we darshan not a tumtum, not a nadrugnis. So the question is, how could he be mayit a tumtum? We're saying now a tumtum is a pshat, is we have a doubt what he is, but like Kalpi Hashem, there's no doubt. It's for sure either a zocher or a nekeva. How could the Torah say there's no parsha of Erechin by a tumtim? Smor says, Enechnam, you have to say it's a sami mikan tumtim. Take out a tumtim, it's like a true. A tumtim would have a parsha of Erechin. It's only an adrugnis, that's called like a barrier of Nayatsimo. He has these both simonim, and he's not on the parsha of Erechin. Toshima, it says, Yochlai would have thought to say, Lo yehei bi Erechish. Maybe it is a tumtim and adrugnis is not on the parsha of an Erech of an Ish. But he would be in the parsha of how much a lady is worth. Talmud Amar, the pasuk says, no, hazocher im nekeva. So we darshan v'loy tumtum v'yandrugnis. Again, we're mamayat the tumtim. Mashma tumtim is not stam a person that's a sofik what he is, but it's a new barrier. And therefore it's not included, not in an isha, not in an ish. So it's not like we're saying. It's not like Rav Chizda. So Mora says, enechlami again, sami mikan tumtum. Take out the word tumtum from this brace. It's not coming lafuke tumtim. It's only coming lafuke nadrugnis. Toshima im zochor im nekeva. Talk about korban oilo, but bringing a korban im zochor im nekeva. No, korban shlomim. Bishlash is bishlomim. So, but korban shlomim, it can be brought either from a zochor or from a nekeva. Suppose it says im zochor im nekeva. Zocher vadai, nekeva vadoi, it could be either one, but it has to be a vadai zocher or vadai nekeva. For loy tumtum via drugnis, not a behemoth that's a tumtum, that both the simonim are covered up, on a drugnis has both simonim. So again, mashma tumtum is a new barrier, but not like a chiz, it's not stama sophic what it is, because if it's stama sophic, it's either a zocher or a nekeva. So for korban shlomim, the monoshecha should be kosher. So Mor says true again, Sami mikan tumtum. Take out the word tumtum. That's not a miyat. Enechlam, you could bring a tumtum for korban shlomim. Toshma, coming here. It says hazochu vidarshin again v'loy nekeva. Is by korban oila. Kishuay melamata zochu. When it says again zochor a second time, shein tamlam. Didn't have to say it a second time. Ma tamlam wasn't say a second time the word zochor. That's lohisi tumtum viadrugnis. That a tumtum viadrugnis. You can't bring it for korban oilo. So again, you see a tumtum like a zvadai, and it's not a sofik. It's like a vadai, not a zohar. So it's again, it's a kashan of chizda. So where it says again, sami mikan tumtum, take out the word tumtum. That the person would not be made a tumtum, since a tumtum is a sofik, whether it's a zohar or a cave, it's only a doubt for us. But the Torah, like Hashem, knows what it is. So you don't need a posik to say, not a tumtum. Toshma, come and bring another proof. Gemara in Yevamos, it says, ha nevad v'ha muksa. If a behemoth that was never, they worshipped for Avodah Zorah. And Rashi says all these things are talking about a korban or oif. You bring an oif, a bird for a korban. So if it's a never, if they worshipped it, or else for Yamuksa, they set it aside to worship. Or else for Yefnan, this bird was given to a zayna for pay to have znus. Or else for Mechir, somebody traded a dog for a bird. So you got the bird now that's the sale of a dog. All these things are possible for korban. V'tumtum v'yadrugnis, that kulam, all these cases, if you have this oif and you bring it for korban, you should know, mitamim begodim abeis abliyim. If you eat from it, so it mamash has tumas novela, because it's an oif, and an oif really needs a shchita. Only by a korban it's enough to make a malika. Now here you made this for korban, but it's a possible korban, they're not fit to be a korban. So therefore the malika is not matarit, so it's like you made the novela out of it. Therefore, if you eat it, eat the kazayas of it, it's metam you abeis abliya. Rebbe Lezer, why ma'am? Tumtum viadrugnis ain't a metam of begodim abeis abliya. No, Rebbe Lezer also knows, tumtum adrugnis not metam of begodim abeis abliya. Sure, Rebbe Lezer used to say that komokim shenem azochar in a kevom atamoitzi tumtum viadrugnis mibineim. If the Torah is makbet to have a zocher or a nekeva, so then a tumtum and a drugnis is not included. They're like a barrier that's a new creature. But the yif, by the parsha of an oif, when you want to bring an oif for a korban, hoye v'lenyama by zocher nekeva, The Torah doesn't say any difference between a Zohar and a Kevah by Yofis. It just says to bring an Oif. But it doesn't say a difference between a Zohar and a Kevah. Therefore, Ein Atom Moitzi Tumtum V'Adrugnis V'Nayim. I would not take out a Tumtum and Adrugnis. They're both kosher, even though this Oif is an Adrugnis or a Tumtum, is kosher for the Korban. Why? Because by Oifis, the Torah doesn't say you need a special min, a Zohar or a Kevah. Mashmulo by a Behema, the Torah says a Zohar or a Kevah, or else even it says both. A tumtum is no good. So again, the Kuru we see a tumtum is called like a new barrier. It has no shaykhs to being a zokh, not on a keva. So not like a chizder again. So Mer says again, sami mikan tumtum. Take out the word tumtum from this brayse and echlam. According to Rav Chizdom, tumtum doesn't belong here. Because tumtum is either a zokhor or a keva. So it's not called the barrier by itself. It would be yot even by karbonis, even by behemoth for carbon. Toshma, come another Gemara. It says that Rebbe Lezer Omer ha treifa v'yaklayim v'behemis, that are treifis, or else klayim, the parents are made from different min, two different minim, of v'yotze doifin of behemah that came out through the side, not through the womb, tumtum v'yadrugnis again. So all these behemis, loy kedoshim, they themselves don't become kodesh, so loy kedoshim v'loy makdishim. Rashi says it means loy kedushim betumura, klayma afilu tumura. Even if you want to take these things and make them into a tumura, it's not chal. Even though a tumura could be chal even on a baal mum kavua, but I call upon them, it's not chal on these things, these psulim. And the Gemara tumura dashens, and veloy makdishim means it does not make a tumura. It means on the tzad to say these things are kodesh. In the case, let's say Rashi says they're a vlad kochim, like the mother was kodesh, was a korban. And the behemoth came out, the kid came out, the yetzi doifin, or it's a klayim, or it's a treifa, so even though it itself is kodesh, but if you take another behemoth and say zu tachazu, it doesn't come to tumura. So all these things, what are loy kedoshim, for loy makdishim. The Gemara says, v'yama shmul, shmul explains, loy kedoshim a tumura. That these animals themselves, if you want to make them a tumura for another korban, it's not cha kedushas tumura on these things. For loy makdishim, lasis tumura. They're not kodesh enough to make something else into a tumura. But I call upon him and says a tumtumia. So you have to kasher, why not? According to Reb Chizda, it's either a zohar or a kevom, so why shouldn't it have kedusha? So churitz mashma, it's a new barrier. So Gemara answers again, no. I'll tell you, some of me can't tumtum, you have to take out the word tumtum from here. It doesn't apply according to Reb Chizda. Toshim, I come and bring another proof. It says that Reb Lezer says, chamisha, there are five types of psulim of animals, that loy kedoshim, they themselves do not become a tamura. For loy makdishim, they can't make something else into a tamura. The eluhain, these are the five things. It says clearly, hachreifa, v'yaklayim, v'yaytse doifim, v'tumtum, v'yadrugnis. So it says clearly, tumtum is one, and adrugnis is the second one. So v'chitemim, maybe you want to say, hachinam here also, samim ikan tumtum, take away the psul tumtum, because really it's either a zohar or a nekeva, so it should be kosher over here. So Mer says, no, you can't take it away, because hadulu arbo, it would only be four. And it says here clearly, Reb Lezer holds five. So of course, Mashma clearly, according to Reb Lezer, a tumtum is like a min b'fnei atzma, it's a new creature. So not like Reb Chizda. Smur says, no. I'll tell you really, apik tumtum, take out the word tumtum, that's not the right psul here. But v'ayil yosum, bring in the psul of a yosum. A yosum, as she says, that's a case where the mother died, b'shata gave birth to the kid. So that kid now is posel for korban. The Gemara in Chulin, Dash and Psukim there, that a Yosem is posel. That is, when it's born, it has to have a mother. If the mother dies later, it would be kosher for korban. But at the same time as giving birth, if the mother dies, that's called Zeh Pirush Lechayim. The Zeh Pirush Lemisa, that's a psul. You can't use that payment for korban. So that's one of the five things Reb Lezer meant. Take out the psul of tumtum. Now the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, Kitanoi. Let's say that the Chizda said that everybody agrees a tumtum is a sofek, a zohar, or a nekeva, but nothing else. Really, it's a machlokes tanoim. Why? Because Rabbi Loi Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, that andrugnis b'chorhu omuma imoy. Rabbi Shmuel holds it an andrugnis, a behemoth that has both simonim. He mashmol, that's called the vade zohar, it's called the zohar. So it has a loch of kedushas b'chor. Just it has a mum with it, you could check it. Since it has the mon in the kevis, that hole of the nekeva, that's called the mum. That's a Yishmol Shita. Now the chomer and the chom say ain't kedusha chalalov. There's no kedusha chalalov at all. Rashi says, why? To bear you. It's like a new creature. Therefore, an adrugn is called a new min b'fnayatzma. It's not a zorcha, not a mekeva. It has no kedushas b'chor on it. Rashi says, avu b'tumtum. Loi pligi, but they don't argue about a tumtum. Why? The suffiku. A tumtum could be a suffik. That's according to Rabbi Shmuel and the Tanakama. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, the name of Rabbi Shimon, Harei Oimer HaZocher, says the word HaZocher over here. V'chol mokim shenema zocher, ein velo lohitzi tumtum v'yadrugnis. That a tumtum, even a tumtum, cannot be a b'chor. Has no kedushas b'chor. So the Chura, you see that according to Rabbi Shimon, he held that a tumtum is not just on a suffix, whether it's a zocher or a nekeva. Because there's only a doubt, the poster can't tell you no. The poster doesn't talk about doubts. To Hashem, there's no doubt. Elamayt smash mitzvah min b'fnayatzmoy. So you see, this Reb Shmuel does not hold like Reb Chizda. He also, even a tumtim is called a min b'fnayatzmoy. Smur says again, v'chitem, maybe you want to tell me again, sami mikan tumtim. No, I'll take out the psul tumtim here. Because tumtim really is only a suffix, whether it's a zorcha or a nekeva. So vayta, on this Reb Shimon would not say it's not a b'chor. But says, if so, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Hainu Rabbanan. If so, then Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, the same thing as the Rabbanan Shita then. That Lechura, they only take out an Andrugnis, but they don't talk about a Tumtum. Because a Tumtum tak is a Suffolk, whether it's a Zohar or a Nekeva. So then what's the Machlekis, or Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, and the Chachamim, Hainu Rabbanan. So as Elulah, this should be a proof that Tumtum, Mikabanel, they argue about Hilchas Tumtum. That what? The Tanakam is Sovar and Kedusha Chalolov. Andrugnis. Only by an Andrugnis, that's called the Min Bifnayatzma. That has no Kedushas Bechor at all. Avo Tumtum Sveku. But a Tumtum is a Sophic, whether it's a Zohar or a Nekeva. And therefore, the Kodesh Misveka. The Sophic, it has Kedushas Bechor on it. You can't work with it. You can't shear off the wool. Because as a Sophic, maybe it's a Bechor. And on this, the Yosem Shimon comes to argue. The author Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Shimon Yehuda comes and says, "The Maimon teaches no."